Thanks everyone for joining. Hey, I'm here.
Hi.
How are you?
Awesome. How are you? I like your shirt. That's cute.
Oh, thank you.
That's really cute. IoT, did everyone see? Yeah, that's cute. That's, I'll shut up.
That's what we're going to talk about. Okay, thanks everyone for joining. And well, good morning, Australia and APAC region. I'm Olivier. I'm going to be your host for this little segment here. I will be joined by Galen Hunt, distinguished engineer and also the managing director for the Azure Sphere team. Galen, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Olivier. It's great to be here.
Galen, for our audience here, can you introduce yourself real quick and what the Azure Sphere team is doing these days?
Sure. So I'm distinguished engineer and managing director of the Azure Sphere program at Microsoft. By the way, I've been at Microsoft 23 years, loving every minute of it now. And my team produces Azure Sphere, which is what we're trying to do is make it so that any company on the planet can build or deploy highly secure IoT devices so that every device they build is trustworthy from the day it's deployed until the day that it's decommissioned.
So I think, Galen, we've been pounding. Well, by the way, nice background out there. I like the fact you're using your outdoors for that that segment.
So the only place I don't disturb the family.
We've been pounding on the fact that security is paramount for IoT solutions and that devices have to be secure. And so a few months ago, Azure Sphere was released as, you know, generally available. Can you tell us a bit about, you know, what that means for the product and, you know, what we've been doing since that announcement back in February?
Sure. So general availability means that Azure Sphere is now ready to be deployed at any scale, as large as you want to go, in any enterprise or any environment to provide highly secure devices. And it's a great milestone for the team, a lot of hard work that went into it, and we're proud of what we've accomplished and what people are able to now do with Azure Sphere with our full support. Since we GA'd in February at Embedded World in Nuremberg, just before the COVID virus really took off in the Western world. Since then, we've released, we're on a quarterly release site cadence with our operating system. So we released our not only the 2001, which was the GA release, but we've since released the 2004 release, which adds some important new features, particularly for enterprise networking. So we added a feature called ETLS, support for ETLS, which allows easy network provisioning for IoT devices on enterprise Wi-Fi networks, for example. And also, you know, announcing it at Build is native integration with IoT Central. Again, a key feature to enable quick adoption of Azure Sphere-based devices.
I think that's a great news. That integration with IoT Central actually makes me think of another type of integration. And we have so many different offers for IoT at Microsoft. One of them has been announced this GA today, which is Azure RTOS. So like there's been some questions around, you know, Azure Sphere, Azure RTOS, what are they meant for? The way I like to position that is very much saying that Azure RTOS brings the real-time capabilities and Azure Sphere is your secure platform. So can you dig a bit deeper into that and talk a bit about that integration and how people can leverage Azure RTOS and Azure Sphere together?
Absolutely. You know, together, Azure Sphere and Azure RTOS address the critical needs across a full spectrum of MCU and embedded IoT class devices. So start with the Azure RTOS. So what Azure RTOS is great for, it's great for constrained devices. So you got small footprint, preemptive, you need deterministic, you know, milliseconds, time cycles, for example, and time-based bound capability with predictable response time. So it's all about creating safety on a device. That's what Azure RTOS does. What Azure Sphere does is provides everything a developer needs to build a highly secured device. So build a device that's connected to the internet and know that it's protected from ongoing and even new and emerging cybersecurity threats. Now, the interesting thing is they have a beautiful come-together story. So it turns out inside every Azure Sphere chip, there's two classes of processor cores. There are ARM Cortex-A class cores that process for processing high-level applications, and there's ARM Cortex-M class cores, processing cores, to support real-time enabled applications. And so what we do is we take a Cortex-M core that's running Azure RTOS with this, you know, the control loops, for example, of a device, and then wrap Azure Sphere around it to create a highly secure and highly connected device out of it. So it's a great, you know, Azure Sphere is providing the cloud, that secured cloud enablement. You know, and especially, you know, when you start deploying devices at scale, it's critical that you be able to update them and improve them over time, and not only to add new features, but also to address new evolving security threats. And so Azure Sphere works there to provide the capability to update those devices, including the Azure RTOS parts of the devices. So together, it gives developers a really ideal solution for quickly building highly secure IoT devices with real-time processing capabilities. Great Better Together score.
So I understand the capabilities now joined together as security plus real-time. I think what could help our audience, not everyone actually is very familiar with embedded systems. A couple of samples. I heard about something like a blob pressure cuff. So can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah. So my team, the Azure Sphere team, got together with the Azure RTOS team and Microsoft healthcare teams to build a prototype concept of a home blood pressure monitor. And you know, this is a device, so you want to be able to check the blood pressure of a patient remotely at home, for example, have that data be able to be collected off the device and securely transported over the cloud to like medical records at a doctor's office, right? And this is this is data. You don't want anybody messing with the data. You don't want anybody stealing the data. And so what we did, we built this a prototype device where Azure RTOS is running, doing the reading the blood pressure and doing very microsecond timing critical pressure reading to read those sensors and process that data correctly. And then it pans over the data to the Azure Sphere side of the device, where the data is then collocated and brought over to the cloud and connected securely into the medical record. So that's one example of a great demo of how these two products come together to form a great solution for developers. We even have a great Visual Studio integration. You can actually debug like both sides of the device simultaneously in a single window together. It's really great.
That's pretty cool. There's another typical demo for real-time systems, right? We like to say that real-time embedded system is deterministic, and that means that they are able to react very fast and in a timely manner to lots of events around them. A good example is balancing robots. And there's a little example I'm going to actually throw out the video here of that little balancing robot. Can you tell me a bit more about this demo here?
Yeah, so this is it's just like kind of like a Segway. It's a robot that has two wheels and it's got an accelerometer inside of it. And so it knows if it's tipping over based on the accelerometer, and then it controls the motors.
It's not the balancing robot making the noise right now, yep. Right? It's someone behind the
robot.
You, right?
Now, inside there's the Azure RTOS running on the Cortex M cores, and also the Cortex A processing cores that are communicating with the cloud. And so, for example, you can send this robot commands, for example, to tell it to turn around and face north, and it'll follow those commands, for example. Another really cool thing about this is, let's say that you want to do an update. Well, the robot is able to download an update and hold it and then wait until it's like laying on its side, because you don't want to update the real-time control loop while it's trying to stand vertical. It'll trip over, but as soon as it notices when you've laid it down or when you're holding it, and then it can do a quick update. So it's a great integration of security update and real-time capabilities all together.
This is pretty cool, Gillen. So this one actually is a demo. The previous one was a proof of concept, but we do have actual customers actually leveraging Azure Sphere these days. Can you mention a couple of these examples of customers that are actually using in production for securing their IT solutions Azure Sphere?
Sure. I'll talk about two. Well, so one of them lots of people heard us talk about Starbucks, but I'm not going to talk about them today. We're actually using it inside of the Microsoft Data Center team is actually using Azure Sphere inside Microsoft Data Centers. And there's an extended version of this. You can hear Mike Samara talk about how they do that. But the critical thing is there's a lot of mission critical equipment inside our data centers, particularly the power panels and the heating or the cooling and HVAC air blowing equipment, things like that. And the team that manages our data center, Microsoft's Azure data centers, wanted to be able to monitor that equipment locally, remotely, actually, so they could, for example, ensure that it's operating correctly and also check safety. Like they have a scenario where if an electrician opens up a panel, they're able to check to see if the ticket's been open and send a page to the electrician to remind them that the power's on, for example. And so there's a great example where IoT innovation, this critical functions that they wanted to be able to do using IoT, because of Azure Sphere, they're able to connect the most trusted, mission critical equipment in those data centers. The way I'll describe this is, imagine if a hacker was able to come in and turn off all the blowers, for example. Well, they could boil a data center, hundreds of millions of dollars of data center servers really, really quick. So security was just absolutely critically important. And Azure Sphere enabled them to connect those devices. Another example, also hot water. So hot water has been around for a really long time in homes, et cetera, but it's a source of unnecessary pollution and waste. And so they wanted to be able to create a very efficient hot water heater that could connect the Azure cloud and connect the utility companies and the grid securely, so that it knew when was the best time to heat up the water, for example. And so they're able to cut down energy costs and reduce pollution by having this remotely controlled device. And again, what Azure Sphere does is it allows a company to be able to innovate, take some connected facility capability they want to enable and do it very rapidly and know that it is secured, that Microsoft is protecting that device from the day they ship it to its entire deployed lifetime. That if, 5 years from now, hackers come up with some new kind of way to attack IoT devices, the company knows they don't have to worry about it. Also doesn't have to worry about it. It's Microsoft that's backing and protecting that security and updating the devices in the field for them.
That's very impressive. There's going to be actually a session talking specifically about an integration or use of Azure Sphere in our data centers. So I recommend people to just go and search for that session. You just mentioned hackers. So this is that security challenge is that these days. Can you tell me a word about, what's going on with that, hack Azure Sphere challenge out there?
Yeah, so we have a new Azure Sphere security challenge. This is kind of a best practice. If you're really trying to build a secure product, you want to make sure that everybody gets a really chance, that the hackers are able to really try to bang on it and you get the best data back from that. And so what we've done is a 3-month security challenge. So we're offering special bounty awards and providing additional research resources to people who want to participate and try to hack into an Azure Sphere device. It's critical because while we've implemented security up front and it's on by default and everything, we recognize that security is not a one and done event, okay? Hackers will come up with new ways of attacking devices that we've never even thought of before, for example. And so risks need to be mitigated consistently over the lifetime of these devices. And so by engaging the security research community in this way, what we've done is we invite them to come in and try to find any high-impact vulnerabilities before the bad guys do. And it's part of our holistic approach that we take to minimizing the risk of risk and maximizing security. We do a bunch of things. We do static analysis. We have code reviews. We have red teams internally, and then that try to attack our devices. And then we go out and recruit people from the outside to come in and attack them as well.
This is great, Gail. There's a short link for that. I don't have a slide or whatnot for that, but it's aka.ms/Azure Sphere Challenge. And there's going to be a ton of sessions about IoT, talking about Azure Sphere, talking about Azure RTOS, talking about the vision for Azure IoT in general and so forth. So maybe, Gail, before we wrap it up and back to the studios, is there a particular, session you've been looking into and you're eager to attend, view, recommend to our viewers right now?
Well, so there's the Azure Sphere plus Azure RTOS session where Mike Hall from our team is going to go through the demo, the Hebrides demo, the robot, the balancing robot, in great detail. He talks about how we built the hardware, how we built the software, both the real-time side and the application side and the cloud side. It's a really compelling, if you want to geek out on tech details at all layers of the stack, it is a fantastic opportunity.
This is definitely a great one. Actually, it's part of a series of videos on the IoT show that we published. So here we have some links about the various Azure Sphere specific IoT show episodes that we have published. So you can go and check them out for yourself, learn more about Azure Sphere. Gillen, it was really great to have you on the Build Live Studios. I hope that we're going to have tons of insight into Azure Sphere with the hackers trying to put it to his knees. And well, have a good day, everyone. And back to the studio. Thanks, Gillen. Bye.
Thank you.